I know who I am. I am yours. Yes, I am yours. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. I am yours. I am yours. And you are mine. Jesus, you are mine. You are mine. Jesus, you are mine.
Be seated. Four words every Pentecostal loves. We got to work on our timing a little bit. Amen. Good morning. Welcome, everyone. We're glad that you're here at Calvary Gospel Church. We've had a wonderful session with Brother Hanscom this morning already. Say, I am a miracle. Amen. God is going to do great things here this morning. We believe in the name of Jesus Christ and the power and the authority of that name. Amen. If you're a guest of ours, we want to say welcome to you. If you're here in the auditorium, we're so glad that you're with us. We believe that you're here because Jesus wants to do something for you, and we're going to believe that he will. We have a connection card that hopefully you've received that. If you haven't, you can get one from one of the ushers. You can turn that back in to the usher or go to the kiosk out front. We have a small gift that we would like to give to you just to let you know that we appreciate your being here, and we want to just stay in touch with you to the extent that we can let you know what's going on here. So thank you for that. We're glad that you're with us. If you're with us online, you can connect with us through the Bitly link, and please do that. We're very excited about the people who are coming into our services via the internet. We have had a number of guests that might not otherwise have been here, and we're glad that you're with us. Thank you for joining us. One very special thing we want to remind everyone this morning, that we're taking up our All Nations Sunday offering today. It's an offering for multicultural ministries. If you remember, when we had our Summer Fun Fest here, we also celebrated All Nations Sunday on that day, and we had the flags of all of the various nations that are represented here in our congregation, 40-some, I think it was. And what multicultural ministries does is promotes and supports and empowers churches in reaching populations that are here in the United States that may have a different culture, that's hard to break into, hard to reach people within that culture, or that have language barriers. And we provide the one missionary evangelist. We also have Global Tracks, which provides tracks in almost any language you can think of. Different support services to help churches reach into cultures that are limited in the church's ability to reach into them otherwise. So one of the things that we do with missionary evangelists is a man or a woman or a couple comes to an area, works with a church for 3 to 6 months. How many remember Brother Forkpaw, who was here? Amen. He was a part of that. And we all know that African International Ministries is now a part of Calvary Gospel Church. So if you can give to multicultural ministries today, you want to make that designation for All Nations Sunday, ANS, on your mobile giving, and please do that. Or, of course, if you put an offering in the box in the vestibule, please designate for All Nations Sunday or multicultural ministries. Everyone said amen. Praise God. Next Saturday, October 23rd, there will be a paintball event hosted by Take Aim, CGC Connection Group. See Kirby Waters. Kirby, where's Kirby? No está. Okay. Okay. Well, everybody knows who Kirby is. Please, if you're interested in getting shot with a paintball, please talk to Brother Kirby. And in 2 weeks on Sunday, October 31st, will be our Holy Ghost Sunday. Our very own Sister Vicki Vernon will be ministering on that day. And we all know how effective and powerful she is as a minister to lead people into receiving the Holy Ghost. Many of us have been trained by her and taught by her, and we have seen the work that has been done as a result of her ministry. So please keep that in prayer and bring a guest, bring someone who needs the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's stand. We want to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we will continue in worship. We're grateful that you're here this morning. If you have a need, if you want to just show an act of faith by lifting up your hands and believing that God will hear your prayer, why don't you do that? If you know of someone who has a need, you can do the same. Let's pray for our service. Let's pray for all of our members, some who cannot be here today due to health reasons. Let's pray. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, God, for your presence in this place. We thank you for the family of God. We thank you for a sanctuary, not just the building, but the sanctuary of the church, the body of Christ. We thank you for the Hanscoms and their ministry here. We ask, oh God, for your anointing upon all that we do here today, not only for our sake, but for all who need a touch from God, for all who need a healing, for all who need a miracle, for all who hear this word on the internet and whatever source it comes to them. In Jesus' name we pray for the release of faith, even now as we pray for our brothers and sisters, for healing and for miracles and signs and wonders. We want to see the vision, the dream, oh God, that Pastor Roy spoke about, our brothers running across the lot. I know, God, you can do this. Help us, oh God, to trust in you and believe in you for the great things you want to do. Even today, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And everyone said amen. Praise God. Let's worship.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't he worthy? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Just such a powerful, but such a sweet presence in this place today. It is so great to have. Thank you. It is good to be seen. It is good to be here today, and it's just good to see Brother Jay Henry. I know Brother Jay's kind of had a bout. I know the Bronkers, and we had Brother and Sister Derek, the Buchholzes. I know it's good to see all of you guys. We all kind of were out together here, so it's good to see you all. And before the last service, before all of this kind of hit, we had Brother Desta from Ethiopia here, and I just want to give you a little update. I've been on the phone with him literally every other day, and he's calling, and he's just so appreciative and so thankful. If you remember, we felt a need, a burden. There's no church. We have no headquarters church in Ethiopia, and it was one of our largest works, and we had a split, and some things kind of went south. I could just be honest here. It's just whenever you deal with humanity, it's always part of it. But anyway, so we lost about 90% or better of the constituents of Ethiopia. And Brother Desta's rebuilding, and we felt a need to build him a headquarters church. And his budget was $50,000, and I just want to tell you that within a week, all of that money plus came in. But it doesn't stop there. See, what happened was we started something just trying to help out, and what we started is now starting to become a movement. Word gets out, and now they want to start a Billy Cole Foundation to where that churches across our globe can put money into, and the Church of Ethiopia will be able to draw those funds out and start planting, replanting churches all across the nation of Ethiopia. Now we have with us, and it's such an honor to have Brother and Sister Hanscom with us this morning, because they're veteran retired missionaries, and as Brother Seidel had talked about our multicultural ministries, Brother Hanscom was one of the founders of our multicultural ministries here in the UPCI. And it wouldn't be where it is today if it wasn't for this great couple. But they also oversee the evangelists that travel across the country. We've had some here. Brother Forkpaw was here, and they're going to give an update. They were just at Calvary Gospel Church in Liberia, so they're going to give us a little bit of an update. But it is so great to have Brother and Sister Hanscom here. They pastored for many, many years in Sri Lanka, and then also in the country of Pakistan. So God bless you. Such an honor to have you here, brother, sister. And we want you to come and preach to us this morning. God bless you.
Well, I'm not a preacher, so you can sit down. But we have some things to share this morning, and I just want to thank you for having us and for all the kindness to us. We appreciate it so, so much. And I'd like to ask the question, how many would like to be a missionary to Pakistan? I've got one volunteer down here. Well, maybe you can learn a little bit about Pakistan today. We do have the book that is the story of our missionary life in Pakistan. But we have a few little things. I'll teach you some geography and some history. We have a map of the world. If you wondered where in the world Pakistan is, it's clear on the other side of the world. It's 10,000 miles away. The little green area there is Pakistan. We were also missionaries in the country of Sri Lanka for 12 years. And the last 2 years of our mission, overseas mission work was in Hong Kong. And this just gives you a little bit of perspective of what the world is all like. And now that so many areas there is in the news, the next picture shows you a little bit closer look of Pakistan. You can see on the one side there is Afghanistan, which has been in the news a lot, and China to the north, India, Iran, and then the Arabian Sea. Pakistan is a very interesting country because it's so long. So we have the mountains in the north. We come down to the wonderful fertile area. And then there's desert. And then we come right on down to the sea, to the Arabian Sea. And it's quite a wonderful place. It has a different language. We had to learn the Urdu language. And it was like dropping into a different world when we arrived in Pakistan. And there was a couple that went there with three little kids, and I guess we'll have to see them. I've got them on there. There they are. I don't know what happened to that young couple. Look, something happened big time. And the kids all grew up 18 years in Pakistan. And in fact, this month, it was 48 years ago that we went to Pakistan. And started a wonderful journey with the Lord and a great revival church there in Pakistan. But a lot of people ask us, they're shocked that we went to Pakistan and what they have heard in the news about Pakistan, but God gave us a great revival, and they wonder, why would you go there? Why? Well, there's just, when you read the words of Jesus and he tells you to do something, you do it, right? Matthew 15:16, Jesus' last words to the disciples were, go, a little word, two letters, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's why we went, because Jesus said, go. Now, if you don't go overseas somewhere, when Jesus says to you, go, it may be to your grocery store to talk to a clerk. It may be your neighbor. You still have to, you don't get off the hook just because you don't go overseas, okay? And since they talked about multicultural ministries, that was a part of our life for a long time. You have no excuse not to be a missionary. You can't do it because they're right here. The whole world has come to North America. And guess what we preached there? Acts 2:38. Do you know that? That's what we're going to preach everywhere we go. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the result of that preaching is that thousands received the Holy Ghost, and thousands were baptized in Jesus' name. And I am not exaggerating. Many times I stood on the banks of a canal where my husband was down in dirty, dirty water, baptizing people in Jesus' name and having their sins washed away. And one day there were 100 people lined up. They wanted to be baptized. And after he baptized quite a few, he called me over and he said, we're going to have to sing a chorus. I need to rest a little bit. And that was a good kind of tired, to be tired of baptizing all those many people. And the whole line, 100 I watched, were baptized in Jesus' name, and all their sins were washed away, not just in that dirty water, but because of the blood of Jesus that washed their sins all away. I will just tell you, he's got lots of missionary stories, but I'll just tell you one that is quite special to me. When we were in Pakistan in Lahore, we had a crusade, and they were expecting just a small crowd to come, but about 8,000 people showed up, and they were pushing and pushing. We were in a tent, And I saw the tent was kind of going crazy, so I came up and I stood right beside my husband. I'd never done that before, but I stood right there thinking maybe I can get out the back of the tent if I needed to. But the people were so hungry and pushing and wanted to get up front just for someone to touch them in Jesus' name. And so the people were coming through the lines. They were leaving their crutches over in the corner. They were walking out. They were completely healed by the power of Jesus' name. But I noticed there was a commotion at the back. And I thought, oh, no, with all these people, if things start moving, it's a very volatile situation. And so I kind of kept my eye on there. I wonder what's going on back there. And finally, I noticed a couple with a small baby. They lifted the baby up over their heads and passed it over the heads of the people. They were so desperate to get their baby prayed for in Jesus' name. They knew there was no way they could make it through that huge crowd of people. But they passed the baby down. Everyone just gently just passed the baby until it came right down here to the front. And I didn't know the baby's issue. I didn't know the problem, but as I looked into its face, its eyes were very erratic. They were going crazy. They were not stopped, you know, not focusing properly. So I don't know if it was a brain issue, a neurological disorder or blind. I wasn't sure what the problem was, but I know that when hands reached out and touched that baby in Jesus' name, those eyes stopped, immediately stopped and focused. And I was standing right there and I saw that happen and I thought, my goodness, God has done a wonderful thing right here, but how I'm never going to be able to talk to the parents. They're right at the back and I'll never know them. There's so many people. And so they passed the baby back over carefully back to the parents. And I thought, Lord, I really would like a confirmation of what really happened. And so when the parents looked down in their baby's face, they threw the baby up in the air. Of course, they caught it with a big hug. But that was my confirmation that they had seen what God had done for their little baby that day. Isn't that amazing? That is so amazing. And of course, in our book at the back, we have so many other amazing stories that the power of God has done. And I just believe that Jesus loves those little babies in Pakistan. I believe that. I love babies. Rachel, I love your baby. I watch her on Facebook. But, you know, I don't think he loved that baby any more than he loves you. We can't believe that. He loves us all the same. He loves us everyone. So I just happen to believe today we're pretty crowded here. It looks wonderful. Y'all are in here to get a touch from God. And I believe God has an answer for your problem too. He has a miracle for you. And if you open your hearts, because God is no respecter of persons, he's not going to withhold something from you that he's going to give somebody else. And so I believe if we open our hearts this morning and let our faith expand and grow, that God will do something wonderful for you. Wouldn't you like that? Let's stand. And I think sometimes when we're in the service and we feel the presence of God, I am just so excited that I can be back together with my brothers and sisters. And I'm thankful for all my friends here in the church. You know who you are. And all of you folks, it's wonderful to see you worshiping the Lord. But I think if we raise our hands just a little bit extra, maybe on tiptoes, we can reach up and the Spirit of God can come down, come right down. Can you feel it? It can almost feel an excitement, electric power that's coming from God. And it's his way of letting you know, I'm here and I can do for you whatever you need today.
Why don't we do that one more time? Will you do that? I feel something happening here right now. I feel faith rising in the house. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As your faith is, so be it unto you. In Jesus' name. Aja subeko yahona mabuhut koshihui And we bring you greetings from Pakistan. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here today. Yesu Yahoham, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in this house. And he's reaching for us, reaching for you. Whatever you need right now, you can receive it in the name of Jesus. Also bring you greetings from Brother Edwin Forkpa. It was our privilege to be with him recently. In fact, we were there just before the pandemic and preached for him. We spent about 10 days there in Monrovia. We attended their annual general conference and had some great fellowship with Brother Forkpa and his wife and his son, and was able to preach in the Calvary Gospel Church in Liberia. Praise God. We had a great service. And he's putting up a very, very nice building. And my wife and I, we've had a little part in helping to finance that. And we want to thank all of you who have given to that cause. He's got a great vision. I believe he'll have a great church. In fact, it was service time, there were very few people there. And then all of a sudden, here they come, wandering in from the villages and coming up through the trails. And it was quite a sight to see people coming to the house of God there. We had a great service. Praise God. So thank you so very much. I'll thank you on behalf of Brother Forkpa. All right. He's a great man. He's a great man of God. He's very worthy of whatever we can do to assist him. He's apostolic from the top of his head down to his big toe, all right? And we love Brother Forkpa. Well, I have come this morning with great expectation. Anybody here feel some anticipation? I believe God is going to work in our midst, a great work. But we have to exercise our faith. You must exercise your faith. You know what happens when we don't exercise, right? We get overweight, we get slow, we get lazy. Same thing happens spiritually when we don't exercise our faith. Spiritually speaking, we become weak Christians and we become ineffective. God wants us to be effective Christians, and he wants us to exercise in the spiritual realm of faith. So how about stretching out of your comfort zone today and move into the operation of God's power? Let's lift our hands one more time before we're seated. Lord, do it again today. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our God is no different here than he is in Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Liberia, wherever. Sometimes we pray and nothing happens. I prayed for people and they did not get healed. But I come to the conclusion that I must keep praying and I must keep believing, Brother Caskey, because God has commanded us to lay our hands on the sick and pray in Jesus' name, and they shall recover. Amen. So we pray, and we keep praying, we keep believing. After all, I'm not the one doing the healing, Brother Grant. I did not come to Madison this morning with a miracle in my pocket. I wish I had one. I'm sure the pastor would like to have one in his pocket. But all that we can do is preach the Word of God and believe that God is going to help you to exercise your faith. And the thing about when you exercise your faith, it gets bigger and it gets bigger and it gets bigger and it gets bigger. And if you keep exercising, it will never go back to where it was before. It'll just keep getting bigger and bigger until you can just absolutely believe God for anything to happen when you pray. These signs shall follow the believer. So we stretch our faith. We believe God is going to do what his word says. Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. Mark 10, verse 27. For all things are possible. Not because I'm here, but because he is here with God. Matthew 8, we have the centurion whose servant was dying. Jesus was making his way to the centurion's home, or to the centurion's home, yes. But the centurion stopped him and said, "Sir, I'm not worthy that you would come under my roof. I believe that if you just speak the word, my servant will be healed." So this man of great authority recognized where the real authority was. The real authority was in Jesus Christ. The word. The word. Praise God. Mark 11, 24, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Maybe have them, perhaps. Now what the scripture says, ye shall have them. Hebrews 11, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Romans 10, verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. The word is in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of faith which we preach. So this morning, we're going to speak miracles. We are going to speak deliverance. We are going to speak healing. The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. You have tremendous power in the words that you speak. But if you speak this word, if you speak the word, it is going to happen. It is powerful. We believe that God's word is true. We believe that we must act on his word. If God says it is true, then it is true. If God's word declares that by his stripes I am healed, then I am healed. If God has promised to supply all my needs, then he will. We must always act according to what thus saith the word. Faith tells me that I have it now. Faith says it is mine. Faith says it is written. So our faith, your faith, real faith, must rest entirely on what thus saith the word of God. Faith means that we believe God has already done what we ask him to do even before we see it happen. We believe it is done, not because we see it done, but because God's word declares it is done. We believe the word of God. God's word declares it is done. So what is a miracle? Do miracles happen today? Is God still working miracles today? The Bible, oftentimes it uses different words for the word miracle. In other words, the word gift. I think a gift from God is a miracle, right? When you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38, that is the greatest miracle of all miracles. The Bible speaks about the gift of grace in Romans 5. We have access into the grace of God through faith. And the grace of God does everything for us. We receive forgiveness for our sins because of his grace. It is through the grace of God that we receive remission of our sins when we're baptized in Jesus' name. We receive healing by the grace of God. We have our material needs provided by the grace of God. Our prayers are answered by grace. We receive protection by His grace. We receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit by grace. Salvation is by the grace of God. You cannot merit it. You cannot work for it. God has already provided everything that you need. Faith, however, is the hand that reaches in and receives what God has already provided by His grace. So this morning, just reach your hand in by faith. It's already been paid for. It's already been provided for you, but you must reach in and receive it. And so I am a miracle, and you are a miracle. Say it with me. I am a miracle, and you are a miracle. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are a miracle. Sometimes we think, Pastor, if we get the right preacher, we get the right evangelist, if Lee Stone King comes along, or Jack Cunningham, or somebody like that, then I'll receive my miracle. What's wrong with your faith? Lee Stone King don't heal anybody. Jack Cunningham don't heal anybody. The only thing we could do is preach, 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 preach the word, declare the word. It is your faith. It is your faith that brings the miracle. And we have been given a measure of faith, the Bible says. But it is important for us to develop that faith and strengthen that faith by reading upon the word of God. So the word is in your mouth and in your heart. So let's speak the word this morning. Sickness, don't stand a chance in the face of the name of Jesus. Chains and bondage and addictions, don't stand a chance in the face of the name of Jesus Christ. There's deliverance from demon powers. And don't tell me that all the demons are in Pakistan. There's a few right here in Madison, Wisconsin. A little more sophisticated, perhaps. But they're actively working. We have people that need deliverance from demonic powers, spirits of oppression, spirits of depression, discouragement, all those things that the devil would lay on us. But there's deliverance. There's forgiveness. There's healing. There's deliverance. Can I say it one more time? There's deliverance. There's safety in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible is full of records of miracles. New Testament, Jesus healing the blind, the crippled, those with great issues in their life. But how about some 21st century miracles? How about some 20th century miracles? Can we believe God for miracles even here this morning? We were preaching recently in North Carolina. A brother there, I knew him well. His name was Mike. He had cancer. He had a growth on the back of his leg. It was 16 inches long. In that service, I felt directed of the Holy Ghost. I said, Mike, today is your day to receive your miracle. He stood up, raised his hands up, and God instantly healed him of cancer. God did it. I said, God did it. A lady in Michigan that needed knee surgery, went in for knee surgery. It was completely well, completely healed. A man that needed a liver transplant was going in for a liver transplant. In 2 weeks, he went in for the liver transplant. They checked him over, tested him, said, you do not need a liver transplant. They took him off the donor list. I'm telling you, these are miracles that are happening today, today, today. A lady right over here in West Bend, Wisconsin, having heart problems. God instantly healed her of that heart disease. I received a report just this morning, or yesterday it was, from our pastor in Michigan, Brother Robert Henson. And he said there was a lady of the church in the service we had there. She lifted up her hand. She had not been able to raise her hand up over her head for years. She had pain in her shoulders and her back. She was crippled, couldn't sleep at night. But God healed her in that service, and she's had no pain since. I was preaching for Brother Keith Fletcher over in River Falls just recently. As you know, he had COVID, very serious case of COVID. When we were with him, he was on oxygen. His oxygen level was very low, but he sent me a text message. I was at the general conference, and he said, Brother Hanscom, in the service, God healed me. My oxygen level is up to normal. I'm running up and down the stairs, no breathing problems. That's our God. I was preaching in the city of Lahore, Pakistan. Rather, we were actually at the church. My wife and I was during the week, and suddenly there was a big old black limousine that pulled up in front of our church. I wondered, who is this? There was a man stepped out of that vehicle with a uniform on. I found out he was a brigadier general. He was carrying a little girl in his arms. He walked up to the door of our church. I met him there. He said, sir, Captain Zaman, we had a man in our church by the name of Zaman, Captain Zaman, and he said, Captain Zaman told me that if I brought my little girl over here, that you will pray for my little girl. In Jesus' name, she'll be healed. She's got polio. She cannot walk. We prayed for her there. They left. 2 weeks later, the limousine pulls up again in front of our little church. And he got out, but this time he's got the little girl by the hand, and she's walking along beside him. High-ranking military brigadier general of Pakistan. Our God is able. I say, our God is able. I was preaching in the city of Quetta, which is really very close to the border with Iran in the Balochistan province. We had no church there, so when you don't have a church building, you just preach out on the street. And that's where we were having church, out on the street. There was a man that came by, and he had a little girl. She had cerebral palsy, and we prayed for the little girl. In Jesus' name, they left. I was back in that city after a couple of months preaching a crusade in the large Methodist church there. And this man, he was a Muslim. He walked up to me before the service. He said, sir, do you remember me? And I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't remember you. He said, well, you prayed for my little girl on the street about 2 months ago. And I have traveled 600 miles because I heard you were here. And I wanted to thank you because my little girl is completely healed. Completely healed. I was preaching a crusade in the city of Lahore, and in those early days of our missionary work, we were able to put loudspeakers up on the building, up on the church, and the services would go out over the loudspeaker to the entire area. And oftentimes, non-Christians would not come to our church, but they would sit in their homes and they would listen to the word of God as it was being preached. The second night of our crusade, this man walked up to me. He was a Muslim. He said, sir, I don't understand. I'm confused. He said, last night we were sitting in our home while you were preaching from the Holy Bible. And he said, something strange took place. Both of my sons, they were born deaf. But while you were preaching from the Holy Bible, suddenly they both began to hear perfectly. He said they've already started to speak Punjabi. I'm telling you, there's power. There's power in the word. Hallelujah. The little boy in a village in southern Pakistan, we had church, and it was very late at night, about 11 o'clock at night. Everybody had gone to their house, but I was sitting there drinking tea with the elders of that church. I noticed this little boy sitting on the ground by himself. I walked over where he was. I got down on the ground beside him, began to talk to him. I said, "It's very late. It's time to go home. Your parents are worried about you. You need to go home." He looked up at me with those big brown eyes, and he said, "Well, Pastor, I'm a cripple." Showed me a stick that he used to hobble into the service. His left leg was all twisted, and he said, I'm just sitting here because you said that when Jesus comes to my village, that if you're sick, he'll heal you. If you're crippled, he will heal you. He said, "So, Pastor, I'm just sitting here waiting on Jesus to come." I knew he wasn't talking about the rapture because he probably didn't know much about that. But I had said in that service, when Jesus comes to your village, if you're sick, he'll make you well. This little guy grabbed onto that word, and he was waiting. Jesus is coming. He's going to heal my crippled leg. I said to him, "Jesus is here. You don't see him, but his spirit is here." And so I knelt down on the ground beside him. I remember as I wrapped my hands around that left leg, that crippled leg, and I began to pray a simple prayer like this: "Jesus, you see the faith of this little boy, and he believes that right now you're going to come by here and you're going to heal his crippled leg." And while I was praying that simple prayer, suddenly I began to feel movement in that leg. As that leg began to straighten out, the little boy stood up. He had been instantly healed by the power of God. That's what I'm talking about this morning. That's the kind of faith that gets the attention of our great God. How many is waiting on Jesus to come? Well, good news, he's already here. Jesus is in the house. The miracle worker is here. 1982, I was very sick. I came home from the mission field, had a heart problem, and doctors didn't want me to go back to the field. And I had already made up my mind I was going back anyhow. But I went to the General Conference in 1982. It was in Salt Lake City. And Brother Gordon Mallory was preaching in that conference. And in the middle of his message, he stopped and he said, "I feel somebody here in the house has got serious heart problems. If you'll stand up right now and put both hands up in the air and shout Jesus, you'll be healed." Man, I shot up. I stood up, my hands went up in the air. I shouted Jesus. And you know what? I was instantly healed right there by the power of God. I've never had another problem. I just had a checkup, brother. I'm in good shape. My heart's perfect, according to the doctor. We had been in Pakistan only about a year. If you could put that first picture up on the screen. Our little boy is 5 years old. He fell from the roof of our house. He fell 20 feet, struck his head on concrete, smashed his head wide open. His brain was coming out through his left ear. The doctors gave us absolutely no hope. I thought, "We'll just take him back to America. We'll get him into a good hospital." That doctor looked me right in the eye and said, "Sir, you'll never get your boy out of this airport alive. He cannot live. He's got massive brain injury. He's dying. But God." But God. For 3 days, he was in a state of unconsciousness. People were praying. But on the third day, all hope was gone. There was no pulse and there was no breath. My wife ran out of the room screaming, saying, "I cannot stand to see my boy die." I grabbed him in my arms. He was laying on the bed, and I just got down beside him. I pulled him in real close and embraced him. And I screamed to the top of my lungs. I said, "God, you've got to help us, God. I know you can heal my boy because I've seen you do miracles. I've seen you open blinded eyes. I've watched you make crippled people walk. I know you're able." And when I prayed that prayer, suddenly I felt somebody tapping me on the left shoulder. I turned and I looked, and there was a man that was standing right there beside me. I did not know him. I thought he was a minister in my mind. I'm thinking he's a preacher. He didn't say much. He didn't give me his name. He just said this: "Sir, God has sent me to pray for your son." That's all he said. He reached his hand out, laid it on the forehead of my little boy, and prayed. When he prayed, my son opened his eyes and began to speak. "Daddy, I'm sorry I climbed up on the roof." That was the first thing he said. Thought he was in trouble. And he was. I stood up and I turned around and wanted to get acquainted with this man that was prayed for him. And when I turned around, he was no longer there. I don't know who that gentleman was. I searched the compound. I looked through the parking lot. I searched the lobby. I went everywhere looking for this man. I wanted to thank him for coming to pray for my son. But I've never found him. I don't know who it was. I have an idea. Maybe y'all don't believe in angels, so we won't cross your theology. I believe in angels. I believe that was an angel. I'll just say this. I believe as we get closer to the rapture, Pastor, we're going to see a lot of angelic activity. Some of you are going to see angels, witness angels activity. I believe we're going to see a whole lot more of it. Brother Caskey. Praise God. Next picture, if you will. There he is. That's him. That's him with the glasses on there, all right? That's my boy. He pastors in Jacksonville, North Carolina. He's having a revival. He's married, got 3 sons. If he walked in here right now, you would never know that there was ever a problem, has no problems, has no after problems, nothing at all. He was instantly, completely, 100% healed. That's him. If my God can do that, what do you need right now from our God? How many need a miracle tonight, today? Raise your hand if you need a miracle. Let's stand. I've asked the pastor if he would here this morning. He okayed it, said it was okay. I think we need to have an old-fashioned prayer line. Some of you, I know some of the young preachers don't even know what that is, an old-fashioned prayer line. We used to have them all the time. I'm asking the pastor and whoever he chooses, 4 or 5 or 6 men, their wives, leaders, to come and stand here at the front, and we're going to have a prayer line. What that means is that as you go through this prayer line, when you come out the other end, you're going to have your miracle, all right? It's going to be yours. It's yours. If you need the Holy Ghost, you can get the Holy Ghost going through this prayer line. If you need a refilling of the Holy Ghost, you can get a refilling of the Holy Ghost. This is not going to take a long time, all right? So y'all relax. It's not going to take a long time. But we're going to give God an opportunity right now to do what he majors in doing, what he's able to do. Hallelujah. I feel God in a very, very powerful way here right now. God, I thank you for coming to this place. I thank you because you're here in this house. I thank you for your brothers, our sisters. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do here right now. By the power and by the authority of the Word of God. By the power and the authority of the name of Jesus, it is going to happen. It will be done. We're asking that you would come from my left, your right, all right? From this direction, come through, and the line will keep moving. We don't want anybody to stop, but just keep moving, slowly, slowly moving. And as you come through here, hands are going to reach out and be laid upon you in Jesus' name. And I believe when you come out here, amen, the pastor is here, you're going to be rejoicing. By faith, you've received what you need God to do. Amen. Come on, let's come. Everybody needs to come. That's it. Just move through here real quick. That's it. Come on. Don't be afraid. Come on. It's going to happen. It will happen. By faith, according to your faith right now, it will happen. That's it. Move right out and just keep moving. Just keep moving. Hallelujah. Just slowly keep moving. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, sister, receive your miracle right now. Sister, receive your miracle right now. In Jesus' name. That's it. Hallelujah. Just keep moving. Keep moving forward. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Sister, receive your miracle right now. In the name of Jesus. It shall be done. It shall be done. Feel free to come. Wear your mask. Whatever you feel comfortable doing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just keep moving forward. That's it. That's it. When you come out here, I want you to lift both hands up and I want you to begin to thank the Lord. Thank him for the miracle. Praise him. Give him glory. Thank him. Thank him for the miracle. Hallelujah. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It shall be done. It shall be. It shall be done. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Keep moving, if you will. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. We want everybody to have an opportunity. That's it. In Jesus' name. That's it. It is done. It is done. Lift your hands. Come on. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. As your faith is, so be it. So be it as your faith is. That's it. It is done. Sister, receive your miracle right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It shall be. It shall be done. It shall be. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. That's it. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. That's it. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. Sister, receive it. Just receive your miracle right now in Jesus' name. It is done. We claim it in Jesus' name. Yes, 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 yes. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Shatalaba shalaba kayalaba yanda. I believe in you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. That's it. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. It is done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Brother, receive your miracle. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It is done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. By the power, by the authority of God's word, by the power, the authority of the word, heal this crippled man. Heal him by your power today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, we believe. We believe. We believe. Hallelujah. We claim it. We claim it. We claim it. Hallelujah. Brother, receive your miracle right now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe there are going to be many testimonies. There will be many testimonies of people receiving their healing, their miracle here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. That's it. Lord, yala bakaya, la bakaya.
I believe in you.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe. Yes, I believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Hallelujah. We're apostolic people. It is done. It is done. We claim it in Jesus' name. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. We claim it. We believe it. We believe your word right now. Hallelujah. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, receive your miracle. Sister, receive your miracle. Sister, receive your miracle. Hallelujah, brother, in the name of Jesus, receive your miracle today. Hallelujah. We claim it, we claim it, we claim it. We claim it right now by the word, by the word. We speak miracles. We loose miracles in the house. Hallelujah. By the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. It's happening. Hallelujah. Just keep moving, if you will. Just keep moving forward. That's it. Hallelujah. I believe when you get down here, you've received your miracle. We've claimed it. Hallelujah. We stand firmly on what thus saith the word of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it shall happen. It shall be done. We've seen it happen. We know it is true. God's word is true. Hallelujah. We've seen it happen. I believe it's happening this morning. It's happening here right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes. Claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. God of miracles. Yes, he's a God of miracles. Hallelujah. We've seen it done many, many times. We know God is real. We know God is alive.
We know God is true to his word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Brother, receive your miracle right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister, receive your miracle right now in Jesus' name.
The God who was.
Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Brother, receive your miracle right now. That's it. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the God of miracles. Hallelujah. He's the God of miracles. Hallelujah.
God who was and is to come.
Yes, hallelujah. Brother, sister, receive your miracle right now in Jesus' name. Brother and sister, receive your miracle right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It shall be. It shall be done. It shall be. Hallelujah. We claim it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just keep moving forward if you will. Hallelujah. Just move forward. That's it. Hallelujah. It's happening. In the name of Jesus, brother, sister, receive your miracle right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. It's happening. It's happening. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. It's happening by the word. By the word, we speak the word. We speak the word. The word is in your mouth. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. It's happening. Just keep moving forward. Yes, that's it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we believe. We believe. We believe. It is going to happen. It will happen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we believe. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Sister, receive your miracle right now. Hallelujah. Receive your miracle right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus' name. That's it. It's going to happen, folks. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. In Jesus' name. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank him. Lift your hands and praise him. That's it. Thank you for the miracle. By faith, thank you. Thank you for the miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. God of miracles. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Sister, receive your miracle right now. In Jesus' name, receive your miracle. Receive your miracle right now. Hallelujah, brother, in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. That's wonderful. Couples coming together. That is great. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. God wants to do something great for this couple right here. Hallelujah. It is done. We claim it right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
I believe in you.
Hallelujah.
I believe in you. You're the God of miracles.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, in Jesus' name. Just keep moving forward if you will. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. Just keep moving forward slowly. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. It's happening. Miracles. Miracles in the house. Miracles are taking place in the house.
You're the God of miracles.
I shall abakayalabo kando. In the name of Jesus, that's it. Hallelujah. Just keep moving forward, if you will. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's happening. It's happening. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. Come on, keep praising the Lord. Keep praising the Lord. That's it. Keep praising Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your faith rise. I feel faith rising right now in the house. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Something powerful, something great is happening by the power of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day of miracles. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Keep moving forward, if you will. Just move forward. Hallelujah. That's it. Just keep moving. We want everybody to have an opportunity. That's it. Come on. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. Just move forward. In Jesus' name. By faith right now. Sister, receive your miracle. Receive it. Receive your miracle right now. That's it, brother and sister. Receive your miracle right now. Hallelujah. Receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Something powerful. Something great. hands and just keep moving forward, if you will. Just move forward, if you will. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By the power, by the authority of the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. Just keep moving forward, if you will. Hallelujah. In Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. By the power, by the authority of the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. Just keep moving forward, if you will. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Those that are coming up last, God sees your determination. Hallelujah. God sees your determination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe in Jesus' name. It's happening. It's happening. Have your attention, please, before you leave. We want to have special prayer for our pastor. Just keep moving forward, these wonderful people. Hallelujah. We want to have special prayer for Brother Grant, if Sister Grant also, if you could come together. Hallelujah. We want to pray especially for our pastor and his wife. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. It's time for Brother Grant to get his strength back. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We believe it's going to happen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Stretch out your hands together right now toward Brother and Sister Grant. Hallelujah. Some of our elders, if you'll come, sisters, if you'll come, lay hands upon our pastor and his wife. We claim healing. Lift your hands together. God has done a mighty work in our midst today. We're going to give him praise. We're going to give him thanksgiving. I believe there's going to be testimonies that will be coming here in the weeks to come to this pastor of God healing, God doing mighty work in your life. Hallelujah, in your home. Lord, we thank you for it. We give you praise.
Thank you, Brother Hanscom, Sister Hanscom, for all of you that just before you leave, I know it's been a while since I've preached, and you probably think I'm a little antsy getting ready to go here, but I want to leave you with this thought. I remember years ago, and I've said this before over this pulpit, but years ago I was standing here on a Sunday evening looking at having complete knee surgery replacement, not replacement, but restructuring. The following day, I was supposed to be going in for my pre-op. And a bunch of brothers gathered around me and prayed for me. Of course, you got to ask yourself, how do I know if I'm healed? Well, it depends what your ailment is. And I remember Brother Felix Crowder was always one of those guys that challenged you. Well, if you feel good, jump. Well, I really don't want to jump, but he said, if you know God healed your knee, then you're going to be able to jump. And so here I am up here. I'm having to swallow my pride. I'm having to jump, and then I began to go from my standing straight up to kneeling down to getting up because I knew that I could not do that prior to. Before he left that weekend, he called me aside. He says, "Now, Pastor Roy, he says, I want to tell you something, that if the enemy ever comes back," and this is what happens so many times in our lives, "the enemy comes back and you start having problem with your knee, you rebuke that pain and you claim that healing in the name of Jesus immediately. Don't wait. Do it immediately." 2 days later, I'm walking across my yard, and my knee just collapsed, and I fell onto the ground just in pain. There are times where that when my knee went out, I'd have to have my wife come and sit on my knee, and I would have to push against her to try to pop my knee back into place. I'm laying there on the ground, excruciating pain, and I remember what Brother Felix said. "In the name of Jesus, knee, be healed. Don't mess around with me. I've already canceled the surgery. I don't have time for this." And you know what? I have never had a problem with that knee since. Now, my other knee, on the other hand. But just remember, there's a miracle and then there's healing. Miracle is right now. Healing, it just takes, it's a process. Your body heals. God designed us to do that. That's the awesome part. So thank you so very much, Brother and Sister Hanscom. I know we've gone a little bit over again this Sunday. Last Sunday we went a little bit over. And I know Vosis will be ready to come in here. So remember that. They start in like 20 minutes. God bless you. We will be here Wednesday evening, and looking forward. I'm not for sure. I think I'm on the schedule. I'm ready to go, even if it's just 10 minutes. It may be the shortest message you hear me preach, but thank you again, Brother and Sister Hanscom. God bless you. So good to see all of you today. Love you. Appreciate you. We'll be back. God bless.